Job 38:4 says, "Where wast thou when I laid the foundations of the earth? Declare if thou hast understanding." Now, this has been the goal of atheistic science for the past few centuries in Europe and America, and for much longer in other parts of the world. Godless men of science who seek to find an explanation for the beginning of creation that leaves out God. But that's only part of the story. The rest of the story is left out many times when the history of science is told in school curriculum, in science texts, and in video documentaries and such. The truth of the matter is that many men of science were theists, and many of those were professing Christians whose scientific endeavors were, as Kepler described them, thinking God's thoughts after him. Many men and women have come to believe in God as simply as a result of looking at creation and realizing how ridiculous it is to conjure up some sophomoric theory to explain how that all that we see in the universe, from the distant galaxies right down to the anatomical precision that is involved in the function of a little human being that has just been born, is all just supposed to be a big cosmic accident. The magicians in Egypt in Exodus chapter 8 verse 19 had enough sense to see that when something defies explanation in logical terms, they were witnessing the finger of God. It is true that there are natural processes that man once could not explain, but now can explain with advances in knowledge and technology. But these are matters of observable science where things can be tested and observed, repeated and compared. Christians are oftentimes accused of believing in the God of the gaps, and where we can't explain something, we just fill in the gap with God. But science today is guilty of their own gap theories. Anytime they find something that they can't explain, they just come up with some theory. It can't be tested, it can't be observed, but it fills in that gap. The origin of the universe and the origin of life are outside the realm of real science. You can't explain or experiment and then repeat the act of creation. Life cannot be created in a lab and observed. So while activist scientists with strongly held religious convictions would like to make you believe that the Big Bang Theory and their Big Bang cosmology are real science, the fact is they're dealing in science fiction. No matter how many times they repeat their theories and guesses and pseudoscientific claims, it will not change the fact that these are not the result of the use of scientific methods. They are presenting nothing more than hopeful thinking on their part. Just listen to their words. They say things like, "It is believed that," or "Scientists suppose that." Another one is, "There might have been," or "It is possible that." I once took a biology textbook and highlighted all of these phrases that we'll call relative admissions and found them by the dozens. Real science tells you the subject matter, the observable facts about that subject matter, and conclusions based upon those observable facts. What is being taught today is mythology. And God's question remains the same today as it was thousands of years ago, as recorded in Job 38:4. "Where wast thou when I laid the foundations of the earth? Declare if thou hast understanding." And the response from Bible-rejecting scientists? "Well, Lord, I believe that. And what might have happened is. And then it's possible that." And on the unproven guesses and suppositions go. And these men and women of pseudoscience will one day answer to God at the judgment, as Romans 1:19 and 20 says, "Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse." The evidence for God is inexhaustible in creation. The reasonable case for God made from Pascal's wager, the cosmological, ontological, and moral arguments, and many others, then point us to consider which God was responsible. And it's clear that since nearly all religions contradict science, only the God of the Bible could be the creator. And we then see the finger of God in Bible prophecy and in the person of Jesus Christ. We find the image of the invisible God who is our Lord and Savior, God manifest in the flesh.